B92.1's Fill in the Blankety Blank News with Mikey and the Missus.
It's brought to you by Taylor Andrews Academy. You're saving big every day of the week over at Taylor Andrews Academy. Bonnie, you just got your hair did at Taylor Andrews.
Yes, huh. Yes, I did.
She got some highlights.
Wow.
And that was the highlight of her week over at Taylor Andrews Academy.
Alrighty, Gen Zers. Maddie, are you a Gen Zer?
I don't know. I know I fall on like that very fine line.
All right. Gen Zers are trying to prank boomers.
Cool.
By getting them to believe that kids are doing something called the porcelain challenge.
I love it when they do this.
I know.
So they believe everything.
Your guess is, what is the porcelain challenge?
I'm going to say licking a toilet seat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that there's some hidden message or something inside, like porcelain, like...
Ooh, okay. Yeah, because they always fall for, like, satanic panic. Like, anything to do with the devil.
What? So, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, you know how Funko Pops have stuff in their heads if you cut them open?
Oh,
they do?
No. Yeah, some of them do, apparently. I'm not going to test it out, but, you know.
Well, the porcelain challenge is where you crush up fine china.
Mm-hmm.
And then snort it like drugs. Okay, here's the thing. No one's actually doing it.
Right.
But
they really want boomers to do it.
Yeah, they just want to see if it makes Fox News.
They want boomers to believe that it's being done.
Right, right. Guaranteed. Yeah, I could easily see any of our parents calling and just being like, have you heard about the porcelain challenge?
Yeah.
So guys, don't do it.
Don't do that. You'll
There's
die.
An artist in London who is canning his own blank and selling it for $500 a can.
Wow, I'm afraid
outside
of a
museum.
No.
So he's an artist.
Okay.
And he thinks
something is
worth this much money.
I'm going to say toenails, but like painted toenails.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's colorful.
Fancy. Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of like at a wedding when they put the two different sands in one jar.
Yeah.
Toenail clippings. Just mix them together.
Gross.
Anyway.
Mikey keeps adding on to Maddie's, and Maddie's like, no, not like that.
You're messing up my answer.
It's a problem.
My choices.
Right. I would say, she says toenail. I'm going to go with pee-pee, because that was my first thought.
Was it your first thought, or was it the first thing I said, and then
no,
I
it was my
out.
First thought, but you said it before I did.
Okay.
Oh, guys, stop fighting.
Okay. Fine.
It's urine.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I knew it. Then I changed my answer.
Well, I technically said it.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, for a charitable donation of $40,000 each, there are two people, so they paid each $40,000. They're getting a pottery lesson and a smoke session with blank.
Snoop.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Because he knows DIY stuff because of Martha Stewart, and he smokes a lot of weed. No, I'm going to say Seth Rogen.
Oh, that's a good one.
You guys have locked in your answers?
Yes.
The answer is after this.
No.
It's Seth Rogen.
Yeah!
All right!
Mikey wins.
Famous potheads for $500. Jars of urine, pottery, and pot.
I would love for that to be one of Jeopardy's topics.
Famous potheads
for $500.
He's like, I'm going to kill this section.
Oh, man, I'm so qualified for this.
Stay right there. Hey, hey. More of B92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is on the way.